that before sundown, when we know of anyone serving the communist cause, we let the agency know. We are now letting you know that your man did belong to this organization for either 3 or 4 years, belonged to it long after he was out of law school. Now, I have hesitated bringing that up, but I have been rather bored with your phony request to Mr. Cohen here that he personally get every communist out of government before sundown. Therefore, we will give you the information about the young man in your own organization. I'm not asking you at this time to explain why you tried to foist him on this committee, that you did the committee know. Whether you knew that he was a member of that communist organization or not, I don't know. I assume you did not, Mr. Welch, because I get the impression that while you are quite an actor, you play for a laugh, I don't think you have any conception of the danger of the Communist Party. I don't think you yourself would ever knowingly aid the Communist cause. I think you are unknowingly aiding it when you try to burlesque this hearing in which we are attempting to bring out the facts, however.
Mr. Chairman, he has no recognition, no memory of Mr. Welch recommending either Mr. Fisher or anybody else as counsel for this committee.
I will put on the record that, Mr. Chairman, the news story on that.
Under these circumstances, I must myself have something approaching a personal privilege.